Welcome to Weird Shit episode 3.
Yeah. The episode where we continue to have amazing conversations and then hit record shortly afterwards.
Correct. We are entitling this episode Hubris.
Hubris and or Hoot Nanny.
And Hoot Nanny because people told us they like our stuff.
Hoot Nanny. That sounds like a shitty comic.
This week's theme song brought to you by
GarageBand free version for iPad.
Thank you. That actually may be Michael Jordan Jackson.
No, yes.
This is Finding Forrester, right? That's Sean Connery.
That's Daniel Day-Lewis and
Oh, that's rich satire.
That's a stupid topic.
Do you like camping?
For sake's sake.
You talking about like
topic roulette that just randomly creates topics?
Yeah, I feel like it's trying to treat me with counselling. Like, have you ever been lonely?
Wow.
Have you ever been thrown out of a casino? What is your favourite prime number? All right, listeners. Listeners, if you can tweet us at Weird Shit Podcast, telling us, do you dream?
Have we got any emails yet?
Oh, I doubt it.
It'd be like the authentication.
It's the 10% off Audible.
What we got?
We got highlights because people are tagging Weird Shit because they can't spell weird.
Hey, Ninja Pizza Radio liked our tweet.
Ooh. Who day?
Who is Ninja Pizza Radio?
Shout out to Ninja Pizza Radio. They're from Pleasure Town, USA. Oh, my.
Can follow them?
Yeah.
To wonder it goes. This is our podcast again.
No! They're even from Pleasure Town, USA. That's where we're from.
John Matt talk about the
new Ghost and Shout movie, whitewashing and the death of the blockbuster. Oh, they take themselves a little bit too seriously on that front. We kind of talk about it. Yeah, that's pretty good.
I mean, are they actually...
They're a thing.
But are they actually Americans? Can we have them on?
Oh, yeah, we could probably call them up.
Can we Skype them?
What's the time in America?
I mean, now. Oh.
Well.
Wow. Hey, they look like they also have a Squarespace website. I've got...
Oh, man, they've got Loot Crate. Oh, man.
They advertise.
Do they have little turkey muffins?
They are slightly...
That's what we need. That's what we need. We need a donate button.
Donate. Like a Patreon? Or what is Stitcher?
It's pronounced Stitcher.
Michael Stitcher.
That's me in the corner.
Yes. Is these a visual?
No, they're not. They've just put their logo on everything.
Oh, this is Stitcher. I thought I was still on their website. It's just another...
podcast.
How's it better to be everywhere?
Or one place exclusively for the money.
I mean, we don't get money. I don't think we'll ever make money off this. Hey.
I got bills, man.
I got bills. I got feed. I got work. Two parties, please.
It's the original lyrics. You gotta feed them bills. Is that a Black Nick Cave?
There's a white... Oh, no, that's Black. He's right on the cusp. His hair and moustache say white man, but his face is kind of like a light shade of Dave Chappelle.
Yeah. Like, that man is a latte.
I can only assume if I turned the sound on, they'd be like weird-ass, like trippy gangster rap going on.
Probably. It keeps looping the same shots.
Yeah. So this is just some blaxploitation film.
Yeah, blaxploitation. That's acting. Alright. Should we get things cracking?
They're well deep.
Oh dear. How many of their episodes are pizza puns?
How long is it? Oh, they're all pizza puns. No. Some are pizza puns. There are a lot of pizza
puns. Yeah.
Rings of Murtaugh. I can go up for that.
Yeah.
Goldblum in the 90s.
Oh, man.
These dudes are probably just better versions of us.
Yeah.
Or just stop paying attention to us.
If you want terrible, 5 stars.
Look somewhere else. You select your local. Oh, yokel.
This podcast is freaking hilarious.
Equally parts informational and funny. Well, we're neither informational nor are we funny. We're not great diverse. We're not diverse. You're slightly of a different race to me.
Yeah, I'm diverse. I'm
Puerto Rican.
I can't see good without glasses. That makes me a minority, right? No.
No. I should wear my glasses. The Doug Stanhope Show.
We probably shouldn't drink at the same time, or else there's just like gulping.
The weirdest part is that without any sort of
prompting, we're synchronized in our sippy cups.
Today's episode brought to you by Corona, La Cerveza Más Fina.
Si.
So, what's the state of the union? How are we feeling about this podcast so far?
Oh, it's.
We've got great reviews from family. Holy shit, I'm getting way bigger levels than I've.
Yeah, check those levels, man. Are the levels good?
Yeah, the levels are.
Levels are good. Okay, yeah. We're just going to twist some dials and stuff and push things around. Don't worry about it.
Yeah,
we got good reviews from one man and people we're related to.
How do I retweet?
God. Man, we're in our mid-20s. We don't know how to retweet.
I think we got Twitter. Americans have Twitter. I don't. Do we do it?
Is it more than 50% of Twitter users are African American? They run Twitter.
Yeah, but they use it. Well, I shouldn't say they. It would be you people.
How would Chevy Chase describe them?
Because the best subreddit of all is Black People Twitter.
Yeah.
But it makes you realize that Twitter isn't in the black community. Twitter isn't.
Or for you South Africanists out there, the Blicks.
The Blicky. Especially not me, because I'm not vaguely
broke. I can mute my laughing when I edit this, it's fine. It just makes you seem like a real prick.
Yeah, just wipe all the instances of me being.
Just the racist supercut.
Yep. I want it to. It seems to me you lived your life like a candle in the wind.
Oh.
When the rain said. I don't know how to. Is this retweet? Oh, this is retweet.
You did it.
Oh god, I'm going to write something. Hashtag witch.
Just hashtag change the flag.
Or I just like it in back. Is this how we...
Yeah.
Is this how we form a sister podcast?
I don't know. Well, you can make your own...
I'm sure we should title this episode Ninja Pizza Radio.
Well, yeah, they're the first people to follow us, so yeah. Well, they just like to tweet, never mind.
Yeah. Wow.
No, maybe they're friends with the other weird shit podcast.
Check out other notifications you have. We have other notifications.
Oh my god, Hicks, Virginia.
Hicks, Virginia.
Oh, Hicks, Virginia.
Bit Club Network, that looks like.
Miff Brenner, that's me.
We can follow you, Mick. Whoa.
Hey there. Hey, Guffy.
You
got sunburned butt cheeks. Lady?
She only got one twice. Twice? One twiter, I twiter, and she twiter.
Oh, she's got sad eyes. Follow her back. She's got sad eyes.
I did.
Oh, we're the only ones following her.
This is...
Oh, no, she's following us, right?
No.
No, she liked a tweet.
Oh. This is...
This is... Oh dear.
We've had our first instance of being attacked by, what's it called? Sachin Tendulkar, batsman? Yes,
yeah,
the batsman.
We've been.
Carmelo Anthony.
We're being audited by...
Apparently we're big in the Indian community. This can't go badly. Surely.
No, surely hey, not.
Is there like a max people you can...
Nope.
J. Cole. His album had no features.
He what?
Went double platinum, no features. I don't know what that means. Kendrick Lamar.
I'll tell you what it means, man. It means Pitbull's out of the money.
Pitbull's all features. Shaq.
Pitbull's come full circle. He's now in music, making music where people are featuring in his songs.
What?
I'm like, whoa. But no, seriously, if you shave Sean Paul, you've got Pitbull.
Yep.
And then throw in Mr. 305 in there at the end of that. You're good to go.
Let's try and do spitballing, but actually do it properly. Because every other time we've come up with a skit before the show and then just talked about it and stumbled upon ourselves laughing at something we've already laughed at before. Let's actually come up with a skit. That
because God damn it, every time we've done that, the two times we've done that.
Hey, I can say every. Once we get past three, we officially... I don't know.
Cancelled.
Yeah.
Spitballing. What's a good idea? It's a man.
Follow. we should follow things that could actually benefit us.
Yeah, not like...
What, random Indians.
Indian cricket players.
I follow...
Specific Indians only. That's a podcast non...
Dolker.
That's a podcast non-negotiable for us. We only follow purposeful... Indians, no accidentals. The occasional incidental, because that can't be helped.
Whoa!
Oh my God!
Beaten up on a plane.
Yeah, in Tokyo though, so you know.
Oh. Oh, okay. I thought it was in New Zealand.
No, it's fine. It's just how you get your black belt over there. Don't worry about it. Beach art, know your bees. Why are we?
Honeybee, bumblebee, cattle. I don't like that. Oh, no, it's by Jeremy. It's not
by it's by Jeremy. Yeah.
I saw Duncan Garner on it and I didn't want to like it.
Yeah.
Wow, the visual nonsense is getting visually nonsensical.
Oh, dear. Lisa Zim's on.
Alright, so let's start with something that's offensive. Like, that you can't make jokes about. Go back to our old Star Wars.
We've done Down syndrome and we've done battered women.
Yeah.
Shout out to episode 1 and 2 right there. goodness. What can't we make fun of? Well, that's the thing. We normally need a third person to tell us what we're not allowed to make fun of and then we make fun of it. That's why the other ideas worked. No, they didn't.
They didn't.
They didn't.
Oh, the Down syndrome one is legitimately funny.
There we go, suicide.
Suicide is painless.
But no, seriously, if you need help, call Youthline. Yeah, no, we can't make fun of suicide, so how do we make fun of suicide?
What's too easy? In advertising, suicide is too easy.
Promoting it? No.
Promoting it?
Putting it on a t-shirt. Hashtag suicide.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Kill yourself.
Don't kill yourself. Thanks, Timberland.
You go really dark and go like teen suicide.
Oh, dear. No. The world needs more teens. Grab a seat followed them, so we should also follow them. It doesn't matter who they are.
Wrestling? What?
Yeah, sure. She can be our first guest. Okay. We'll hit her up for episode 4.
Let's follow all these
female wrestlers.
Was Armageddon recent?
There's an idea, possibly. Yeah, they have wrestling there. There's an idea.
Go interview people.
Well, no, for suicide.
Wrestling?
Yeah.
Wrestling
we can call it
suicide?
Wrestling with, yeah, suicide or struggling with depression.
A WWE wrestler called Suicide who just tries to promote killing yourself The entire intro is just like a guy walking down with big, and all his fans are like got giant cardboard and wrapped in
tinfoil
like blades, and they're like fake cutting their wrists.
Okay, so you went the other way with it. What I was thinking was they show up and they lose every fight because the hero wrestler manages to defeat suicide every time without fail. But the way you've sounded, he's actively promoting suicide rather than just representing culturally suicide.
To a hero.
And then eventually we'll put him in G.I. Joe. Because that's what you do with wrestlers.
G.I. Joe.
He could be the next Rock.
Rock Hudson.
You can't have he'd be the Razor.
Bull balls. I mean ball like what?
Is that CeeLo Green?
Yeah.
It's Frankie Stevens. He's come a long way.
Yeah, now there's a Twitter I can get behind.
Yeah, Supernatural New Zealand. Thanks for listening out at Supernatural NZ.
Should they just be pictures of them too, and then just every other picture is just him again?
Ideally, yes, but you know.
And it's just a fan one. It's not.
There's no official Supernatural NZ page. Why would they need to do that?
That's unfortunate.
Come on, man. So there's our idea. It's our struggling with depression.
Are we struggling with depression? Depression's got him in a headlock.
Cool.
And depression special move.
Yeah.
The rock bottom. That's a real move. Isn't that a rock move? What the hell? There we go. Just call it crippling depression. He just breaks their knees.
Yeah.
Does that add them as a friend or does that follow them?
Yes.
Good question.
I don't think you can add people as friends. You can just follow them.
Yeah, then they follow you back and then you can DM?
Yeah, you can definitely DM all over them.
Oh. Is this people being rude?
Yes, it's a United Airlines ad about schoolgirls.
You've been throwing a temper tantrum, Lamar, sweetie. What?
Try it with a Jamaican accent.
You've been throwing a temper tantrum, Lamar, sweetie.
See, it's fine.
Yeah.
Now it makes sense. If all internet speak is with the Jamaican accent, it sounds grammatically correct.
Yeah, that's true. Oh, let's get a new topic on the board. What is your favourite jam taste?
Hashtag personal, hashtag food.
Okay, one of the updates. That's what we need. Noted. Current affairs culture.
I feel like you're completely misunderstanding how effective following certain people could be to the types of people who think, oh yeah, I'll follow them. Look who they're following.
Oh, so we're supposed to follow good people so that people follow us?
Ideally, yeah, because you avoided that one that you thought Duncan Garner was associated with, remember?
Yeah, so that's how that works.
Yeah.
NZ Storm Chasers, yes.
Hell yes, we'll follow those guys. We could interview those guys.
B Corp! What is B Corp?
Click on hashtag B Corp and then you'll see all the tweets that have hashtag B Corp on it. Yeah. We're very good at this.
I'm assuming it's 5 tweets all from them. It's B Corp. Oh. Is this like Evil Corporation from Mr. Robot?
I don't know. I mean, I did a media degree and you did a business degree. We should know better.
At best, my communications degree says that I should be less shit at podcasts.
Hey, but you can talk circles around SEO, am I right?
Yeah, SEO.
Just made that, you know.
Charlie Hunnam, yes.
That optimization is just like
Malcolm Justice, his name is Justice.
Yeah, let's move on from that guy. Yeah. We don't need no Malcolm Justice.
Amber Lee Wolf.
Amber Burley Wolf.
Do I follow? No, I do. No, I don't.
You don't follow Vice NZ.
I like Vice, but I don't like the Vice, like, idea of Vice trying to pretend that New Zealand rights groups, like, need listening to.
Yeah.
Because, you know, that's what it would be about. Blockchain, lab.
Yeah, there isn't really any real legal marginalisation of special interest groups in this country anymore, are there, really? I'm saying that as a straight white male, but you get the picture.
But everyone has rights. We just have a lot of people that are like, oh, they should be listened to because X. And the reality is more, if you're worth listening to, people would listen to you.
Yeah.
Dan's chins. Hello, lovely.
She's covered in a bit of porridge.
She's got a porridge face.
She's stirring something in my knickers.
I still don't know how to twice her.
No, it's better on the phone. Download the app, son.
I got tweeted back by someone once.
Oh dear. How'd you survive that?
I deleted the tweet.
Oh dear. Was it Duncan Garner?
That was an American.
Oh dear.
Hey, we got 3 followers.
Yay, who are they? Oh, we can't just spend 2 hours looking on our Twitter feed as people very slowly could occasionally follow us. That's just sad.
He went from X-Con to Indie Film Icon.
Oh.
Why has he followed us?
Did he follow us?
Yeah.
Oh dear.
Is he anyone? I mean, I don't mean
that. Well, he's going to unfollow us, because maybe...
Yeah, we might be bad people.
Yeah.
We're followed by 4 people and one of them's you.
Yeah.
Go watch my lead villain movie. Is he in all these films?
Yeah, I have to assume so, but I don't know as who. He could just be, like, guy dead number one. He's making his own posters, which is cool.
Oh, here we go. He's linked to his IMDb page.
Oh, very good.
Can we have an IMDb page?
Yeah, we can have. No. We've had no representation. We've never been in anything. No, we haven't been commercially released in any sense.
Right. So we actually would have to finally make something.
Yeah. See.
Do we mention that? When did it do well, filmmakers?
Well, we know people.
Straight white men.
No, we know people that work at Weta. We could interview them.
You know, do
we do?
Mm-hmm. Who?
I'll type the name so we don't disclose personnel details. Can you click on that
beep,
and I'll
and then
it'll beep beep beep.
He's for the listeners. Oh, really?
Yep.
Does she like us?
Doesn't hate us.
We didn't do anything.
She doesn't hate us.
I can believe no one hates me, but...
I got news for you, buddy.
Oh, really? Shit.
Oh, boy.
I'll say it. The man's been a lot of things.
Yeah, he's been John David. He's been very special thanked in something. David Vescio, if you're listening, we'd love to have you on our show.
Does he look familiar?
Yeah.
I feel like he does. Or maybe it's just because he looks like a more put together Joe Montana.
Yeah, like Joe Montana, who actually went to the gym.
Yeah.
Mm.
He's just buttering him up because he went on the show.
Well, I was going to say he kind of looks like a...
If he really was a con, though, that's pretty epic.
Yeah. The man looks tired. He needs a nap. Hell yeah.
Near you. What?
Oh, he followed us. We've got to interview him.
Yeah.
He can promote his movie. We'll try to get distribution.
Bill Oberst Jr.
Oberst.
Actor, Emmy winner.
Jesus freak.
Can we just become people that, like...
Interview?
Interview bit part actors?
Yes. That can be our life.
That could be a... That's a show.
Yeah, because these people are, you know, they're committed to their craft. They're actually doing their thing. They're successful in the sense that they're actually making money from their life.
This is the maximum hard labor that prison that I did time at for being a middleman.
In an LSD drug cartel.
Fort Leavenworth.
So So he's got, these guys are interesting because they've had lives outside of Hollywood.
Yeah. Roman Willis.
Oh dear God. That's
more like Bruce.
Yeah. The Bruce is fading out and the Demi is just like gone.
Wait, what?
The Bruce is coming to the forefront and the Demi Moore is disappearing. That's her mum. Why did you circle around her head just then and whisper potato to yourself?
From certain angles, she looks great. Whose name is Chris Marquette?
Pronounced Chris Makura.
Chris
Makura. It's a very Gilmore Girl style. There's a lot of different, like, conflicting...
Whoa.
That's Eric Roberts.
Yes, we. He's slightly above our pay grade.
Yeah, we. Well.
No,
as in, like, he's approachable enough that he would potentially throw us a bone.
Woof.
Okay. So spitballing's out of the way. The segment where we spend 26 minutes scrolling through Twitter because Logan finally understands what Twitter's all about.
You know I don't.
I'm very aware that we're 26 minutes deep and you still haven't seemed to have gotten the hang of it.
I know you haven't followed things. Hey, it was only a matter of time before you saw Dominic Monaghan.
Yeah.
Can he be
contactable? I feel like he owes us because we're New Zealanders and we have tall poppy syndrome.
Him?
Yeah, the guy from, he's in Tron?
No.
Bruce Davison? X-Men. No, yeah, he's...
he's Senator Kennedy.
Senator Kelly.
Kelly.
Yeah.
Sci-fi.
Squeefy.
Woo!
Ooh, okay. Excellent. What?
Steve,
please stop.
Hey, it's probably the best conversation we've had so better than this bullshit.
Yeah, this trash. What do you mean? We didn't answer the question. What is your favourite jam taste?
Fish is my favourite.
What is your favourite dish? Satellite.
Whoa. Mind blown. Goodbye, Mr. Moon Man.
He was pushing incessantly on the buttons and they wouldn't do anything. How rotund is your familial tree?
Past judgment says Garden City.
Tom Hanks big. That's how big. Next topic. What is your favorite color?
What's a color?
American listeners, what is color? But are you in your words, you asses? There's no reason for it. Colon.
The name's Colon.
Have you ever been in a casino? Have you ever been on TV? Yes.
You have?
We have.
We have?
Yeah.
When?
You remember that Taranaki channel they used to have back in the day?
Oh, no.
And that teacher.
It's public access.
Yeah, public access,
the New Zealand equivalent of public access, is that
I think so. Mateen.
BBC World. People accept check. Wait, what? Police can't gift people $1,000 for helping.
Sure they can, if they just collected the money themselves.
Yeah, but it'll just be confiscated off a different...
Huh? No, as in they went around as colleagues and donated money towards the person that saved one of their friends. That's fine.
I don't think it says that. I think, because it'll be the... it'll be one of those things like where they just... take shit and... North Korea protests.
Wait, hang on. North Korea protests?
Yeah, like that.
I don't think North Korea gets to protest. They can
whinge.
They can whinge and condemn. They're a country. They condemn. You're not supposed to protest things as a country. You condemn them. I don't like them. I'm going to put a fucking sign up in the air and say I don't like those. I don't know why North Koreans sound like this, but they do. I don't like those bombers. I don't like that regime. Those Americans with their regime.
I swear every time
I'm just down here starving because I can't even grow rice. And they're flying their fancy planes over them. We're like, look at what we got.
I feel like every time we go record, my nose is more blocked than it usually is. Have to sound nasal.
Gives you that reach timber, mate.
It doesn't.
It doesn't.
We can do this week's... Is nuclear war...
Yeah, politics, right? Oh, yeah, how minutes to midnight... How close are we to doomsday?
If I search for minutes to midnight, will just give me that Lincoln
Park? Yeah, it will. But it will also give you... if we were only musically talented enough to do that little riff from one of those songs from that album.
That's one from
me. Yeah, that's Numb by Lincoln Park.
It is 3 minutes to midnight.
The closest it's ever been since like 1940-something.
Yeah, but it to me came off as more of a... Weird douchey scientists going, Donald Trump's going to make the world blow up.
Pretty much. they're not wrong.
Yeah.
But it's more so about the things that he's signing off on that are dismantling pro clean energy and climate change. And plus the fact that he's threatening nuclear war to anyone who disagrees with him.
The doomsday clock's origin.
Because that's just talk. But
international group of researchers called the Chicago Atomic Scientists. Part has been in the Manhattan Project.
If you scroll down, you can see the significant events when they changed it. And why?
47, 49, 53, 60, 63, so it's pretty much just atomic bomb test.
Soviet.
With the cold.
Disarmament came about with Reagan, so it started going up, which is good. Then India and Pakistan test nuclear weapons in 1998.
95.
Which is ridiculous because they receive aid from Britain every year. But
yeah.
I've taken a recently new stance on that. I was like, when I read that the first time, I was like, wait, what? Britain, the UK sends money to India every year as for financial aid to feed their people. It's like, but India has a space program.
Yeah.
You don't get to be an impoverished nation and have a space program. Feed your people first. But then I realised, no, wait, Britain are fucking horrible. They engineered multiple, acts of genocide upon Indian people just to get tea.
Yeah, India's kind of as weird as it is now because of England.
Yeah, exactly. It was thriving.
It's like what Japan is because of the Americans.
The pacifist approach that they enforced upon them. They're not allowed to have a real army.
Yeah, no, so...
except to protect from Godzilla.
America's problem is all the weird Japanese stuff censored, but also very horrific.
Yeah, because they introduced Victorian era principles to them when they started trading with them. That was more England as well, again.
Stop refreshing Seth MacFarlane.
Well, he's the only man on Twitter. Everybody knows this.
Twitter.
We're back to. We got about 5 minutes into conversation. You need to back up to see who's following you now.
The answer is
plot twist: people you never, ever, ever will meet.
Even dreamed of.
Mm-hmm.
Oh yeah.
Oh yeah. Yeah, but yeah. What was the question? Is the world closer to Armageddon?
Yeah. What was I tweeting you? Not tweeting. Shit. Now just everything's Twitter to me. I'm going to have to start tweeting.
What do you think about that?
What?
I don't know. Let's carry on.
First, what happened?
North Korea protested. And then China...
China told all Chinese nationals in North Korea to return to China.
Yep. But then they condemned America and told them to also get the fuck out of Korea.
Yeah, well, they told them to take the missile shield out of
South Korea
and pull the warships out of the region.
Mm-hmm. They put their big boy pants on and told them to beat it.
And now the states is flying.
Yeah. I know, everybody's losing their goddamn minds.
Why?
Yeah.
Well, I thought... Wrong.
And that's the world in politics right now, and the politics in the world. Given the chance to time travel, Logan, where would you go? What would you do? Obligatory kill Hitler.
Obligatory joke goes, being a white male would basically be fine in any era of history.
Yeah, more, yeah.
Where
couldn't we go?
Where shouldn't we go? Probably anywhere that's...
Probably wild. Just...
anywhere from sort of tumultuous eras that wasn't run by a Western European looking people.
Right, so all the racist places where we're safe, like pre-apartheid South Africa, we're okay.
Yeah.
Pre-EU Britain, we're okay.
Rhodesia.
Just all the crazy places that are all crazy because white people are crazy. Those are the safe places for us to go.
Are you rival?
Yeah.
Have you seen the new episode of Rick and Morty?
Yes, I have.
Else.
That's pretty good. I was like, that's a TV show. And they make jokes.
And we laughed.
Yeah. That's our review of Rick and Morty season 3 episode 1. Yeah, it was pretty good.
Have you watched any movies?
Any movies lately? Oh, goodness. No. Next segment. I've been meaning.
Yeah, we both stopped to drink.
Yeah, as we usually do. Oh, what have I been meaning to watch?
People are telling me to watch the thing about the suicide girl.
We'll have to be more specific than that.
The something reasons why.
13 reasons why. Oh, yeah, I saw that. I'm like, it looks like white people problems.
Yeah.
On Netflix, I'm not interested. But then, like, all sorts of people are watching it.
Yeah, well, it's not just like Netflix fund. Like, it becomes the thing that everyone's talking about, and that's what propels views, whether it's actually worth watching or not.
Yeah.
Let's bring it up on the... Bring it up on the main screen!
I don't know, it just seemed like something that people who watch Gilmore Girls, but don't watch it because Sean Gunn's in it.
Who's Sean Gunn?
Kirk. The guy from Guardians of the Galaxy. Who's in things?
And the girl seems kind of hot.
Yeah, I don't know. Are we allowed to she's think she's focus. Hot? How old is she?
She's in focus. If she's in a...
But you just hang on. Go back to the cast list for a sec. Get back there. Just keep it. Daughter, or is it the president's daughter with...
President's Daughter.
With Michael Keaton and Katie Holmes. It's a good movie.
Katie Holmes is the President's Daughter.
The daughter. In a world. But 13 Reasons Why. Go back to that page list.
I didn't go off it.
Look at how white and unrecognizable those names are. Justin Prentice.
I'm sure there'd be a black dude in a Letterman jacket there somewhere.
Yeah, Ross Butler. Devin Druid.
We haven't answered that. Ah, oh, we're good.
We're okay?
We're even American good.
Oh, very good. She's legal. And we can get her drunk. Look at those white names. Let's just read them. We've got Dylan.
Dylan.
And Catherine and Christian.
Christian.
Alicia.
Brandon. Justin. Come on, Justin.
Miles.
Ross.
Devin.
Devin. Amy.
Derek.
No, he's black.
Derek.
Derek Luque.
Stevan.
Brian Arcy.
And then there's one Asian girl called Michelle, that makes sense.
Yeah.
Ojuana.
Box.
Brian Box.
He's not Brian Cox.
He's one letter up from Brian Cox. It's Brian Box. Best known for that thing that he's in now.
Well, he's so uncredited that they give him every single episode.
End of Igely. Hey. This is to assume he's not updating it himself. Let's give the man some credit. Kate Walsh is in this movie? Think. Is it a movie or TV show?
TV show.
Yeah, right then.
It's a 13-episode limited run. Apparently, last episode, she very violently kills herself, and it shows it all.
Yeah, they're like...
She... You think we can find that on YouTube?
Yeah, probably. If we're, you know, that's all for wrestling, with struggling with depression.
Why don't I just use the... I close like 5 tabs and... open YouTube when I could just use the...
No, that's how you use... You've got 3 screens open. You only use one.
Yeah.
Don't be a jackass.
Why did...
Oh, God, the reaction. It's just going to be... Kevin, yeah. Kevin, it's going to be a video of Kevin Smith crying to it, isn't it?
What? Jeff's death? No, honestly, you have his death.
No, it's Jeff's death.
Jeff.
Yeah.
Wait, can I just... Alright.
You've got Netflix?
On my iPad, I do.
On your iPad?
Oh, but it's updated.
Oh, no, but GarageBand! What are we going to do without GarageBand?
It's tabbed out. Why is Netflix waiting?
We put on accents when we've been drinking.
We haven't drank that. It's not really okay.
Oh, dearie me.
Alright, time to bust out the remote. Yeah, for people with very bare bones recording equipment, we've got a lot of everything else.
Oh, yeah. We're very good.
We're not very good. We suck. So terrible. I hate you. I hate myself more.
Oh dear. We should probably. We've got a movie review segment, and we do this every week. We should know better. We haven't. We've spent 7 days, and we haven't watched a film.
Yeah, we actually should have thought about it. Watched a film just to
watch a film. Like, what the fuck?
What the fuck, man?
Spent the better part of our youth going, yeah, man, we want to make movies for a living because we know film. And now we don't even watch movies because of our day jobs. Oh, God.
One of our viewers said that we actually, listening to us describe the film was actually interesting to hear film from the point of view of somebody who knows what films are about.
Oh.
It's like, whoa. That's the best praise I've had all night.
Yeah, thanks, Mom.
It's funny because it's true.
Mm-hmm.
If they're watching Netflix in this,
it's not.
This is one of these TVs. So, okay.
Oh wait a minute! Is it one of those TVs?
Yes.
What the fuck have you been? What you been doing with those TVs?
What is your problem?
I'll tell you what my problem is. It's you don't. What's the point of all them bloody push-ups?
Really?
If you can't even lift a log. Yep. What douchebag?
Nothing looks more white than a white man with a chest tattoo.
It means he's edgy.
But you gotta.
Means he's been through it before, you know.
A lot of those tattoos literally only work if you have dark skin because they blend in better.
I just hope that we're not allowed to make fun of this show because everyone's realistic suicide. It's topical.
I mean, there is that thing to be said where they say apparently.
Well, that's probably
suicide makes people like it's actually social plague.
Yeah.
But that said, what was I saying?
Well, that was what psychologists thought.
I don't think that's disproven. I think that's even.
And everyone knows psychology is a hoax.
Oh, Maria Bamford's got a new thing. Oh, baby. I almost liked her show.
Lady Dynamite? Yeah, I could get through a few episodes before I realised, wait, I'm way too sober for this.
Yeah, that's true.
best thing is it rams it down your throat for being the current Netflix thing. This is the
what, for any reason why?
Yeah, for any reason
why? Is that Greenleaf with Oprah Winfrey?
Yeah, what's it about?
What's she doing on a Netflix original?
What's it about? Give me the rundown.
Oh, I believe it's about green leaves.
I never thought Tropic Thunder was that good. I've heard so much more about people talking about how good it is that I think I need to watch it again.
Have you only seen it once?
No, I've seen it at least three times.
Oh, yeah.
I honestly think it's overlong. It's one of those classic movies that just outstays its welcome. And the third act of it, right?
That's because its focus is pure and like committed parody to the point where it needs to go on that long because war movies go on for too long.
You think? I got that far into episode.
Well, I don't think that's why they did it intentionally. I think that they went balls deep into parody to the point where it became that long of a story because they're trying to take every single war movie trope to task, and it just became a 2.5 hour film. It's when films like, that any Jason Segel film that lasts more than an hour and a half has no business being over an hour and a half because.
Well, this has got like special features. Well, didn't Netflix always do?
Mm-hmm. They've got their episodes and there's a couple of trailers at the very end, so you probably put the trailer on.
Is this the?
Yeah, there's 13.
Wait, season one? Are they going to make another season about how the girl killed herself?
No, that's just how it's just categorized.
All right, I'm going to leave a tiny amount of noise on. I suppose it... Because this is, in New Zealand and New Zealand alone, this is R18.
Mm. Yeah, and yeah, because we've got very strict laws about talking about suicide.
Yeah, yeah. For that reason.
But at the same time, we've also got some of the highest teen suicide rates in the world, if not the highest.
Yeah, which
the problem is we're not talking about it enough. We're not talking about it. We're not normalizing it enough to the people. Normalizing it doesn't mean people think they can go out and go, cool, that's normal, I'm going to go do it. They're going to start thinking, cool, it's normal, I can approach somebody about it and not feel like a pussy.
Yeah, no,
that's the problem. The most suicides in this country come from youth and farmers. And young farmers.
Yeah, which is understandable. I'm nothing against farming, but I couldn't do it.
Yeah.
It's just too lonely.
Too much, man.
Too quiet. I feel like though, just if you're really portrayed suicide.
Whoa, hang on just a second. A black principle? Are we ready for that yet? Come on.
Everyone knows putting a black dude as the authority figure in a movie is just a way for that white nod towards, hey, we're cool. We're cool, right? We're cool, you know? See, she doesn't look destroyed emotionally. She looks
contemplative.
Pissy sad.
Yeah, which makes me think this particular show is going to send the wrong message.
It's, yeah, because it's,
this is glow. I wonder if it, I don't know. Maybe because we're not invested 13 episodes in.
Yeah, but from what I've heard, it's,
so graphic that it will put people off the idea of even doing it.
Ooh, that's deep. No, but from, wow. And I'm sure that is what it looks like, but it's, the show sort of suggests that she killed herself because the world's shit and everyone around is shit.
Mm.
Which, people that commit suicide are just saying, I'm shit.
Mm.
Which is not... Is that how an arm would bleed if you cut it like that? Would it just pour out like movie stars?
We have to assume they did their research. If it's deep enough that it severs through things, yeah, it is just going to gush.
Yeah, but that's like... I don't know.
We've seen Budweiser. We know how quickly it can pour out.
Oh,
My feelings matter. Is it wrong that I'm picturing this with Joan Cusack and said, "Oh no! Oh no!"
With the
so there's the Joan Cusack reaction with the dad.
Oh no! Some stunning acting.
Yeah, I saw his nipples.
I said you that's some stunning acting from Kate Walsh. So I said something to related to that to you. You say, "Yeah, I saw his nipple."
You don't believe me?
My tummy gun, though. And that's...
that's some solid... scene. I'm wearing a turtleneck because I'm white.
Talk about the mise-en-scene.
It feels like a daytime movie that just got made into a TV series, but and people are taking it seriously because it's Netflix. Netflix doesn't mean everything is good. They just pump shit out.
This is 99% just shot reverse shot.
Yeah. It's all about feelings.
Here we go, let's watch the credits.
Yeah, cool.
And final...
I'm sorry, but Netflix isn't infallible. Just because it's on Netflix doesn't make it good. You have to understand that. It's just another means to...
Got the Reasons Why, presented by Selena Gomez.
Because that's what people think about when they think about young
is
death.
Selena Gomez as a teen role?
Maybe she produced it. I don't know.
I saw Justin Bieber tweeted at some dude, "What's tight?" or something like that. And he replied to her, "Selena Gomez is pussy." Boom. Are you sure?
It's Al Ishabo.
Fuck, bitches get money.
Oh no, look, it's one of every color. They could be Power Rangers.
See, it's all. I mean, are they meant to be young? How young are they meant to be?
They're meant to be high schoolers, right? This is high school. Look at them, they're throwing papers up in the air because high school.
Oh, she just did in quotes. You know, L.A.
Yeah, see, if this was a Joss Whedon show, that guy would be a vampire.
Yeah, but you know an L.A. kid from a rich-ass white family that's been thrust into bloody acting since they were 4 years old?
Yeah, it's
old,
all of these people. Yeah, she's one of them.
So, what do you know they know nothing about? Regular life.
Wait, what's that? The main guy's name? Can you look him up? What's his name?
The dude.
Yeah. Yeah, well, first, Dylan Minnette. Okay, open his tab again. Bring up another IMDb page.
He's been another shit, eh?
Yeah, but if... well, I feel like I've seen him in something else that's not him. He just looks like another, like...
well,
search bar. I want to type a name. Up here.
She's really hot.
Oh, yeah, she's pretty good.
Oh, yeah, it is. It's... he's Logan Lerman.
Right?
Yeah.
Which, that movie, Perks of Being a Wallflower, was just about the same sort of shit.
Yeah, that's just Melanie Linsky's job.
Yeah.
New Zealand.
She just, New Zealand. Taranaki represent. She's from New Plymouth, and she tries to give kids hand jobs. Classic Melanie Linsky.
Yeah. I really liked that.
Yeah, it's a good movie.
Being a Wallflower. I watched it on a plane. Felt it magical and transformative.
And connective. Yeah. So much connective tissue. Yeah, that's what he's from.
Oh,
Fury.
Right. Yeah, Fury.
From Fury. Yeah, that's all that kid looks like, is that dude.
Well, for some reason,
I want to get them on.
My first thought was, you can dodge a wrench, you can dodge a ball.
Oh, he's wearing a Letterman jacket and
they're playing in the park at night.
Let me guess. He
stops her for the kiss.
And let me guess.
Oh,
she,
is he real popular?
Yeah.
And he refuses to know.
So it's Cruel Intentions. He tries to make a popular girl popular to prove a point and then bangs her and then she commits suicide.
Or is it he likes her but he won't
commit to her because he's popular and she's not?
Yeah. Or is it one of those stupid things that likes to pretend he's not the... are there clip boundaries? I never saw them. But I'm a...
not in this culture.
Not in New Zealand.
No. Because in New Zealand, you all go get drunk after school anyway, together. Everyone's there.
That's true.
So it doesn't matter.
Well, yeah, we're from a small town, though. I'm sure if you go to the right city, it probably gets a bit more cliched American, but...
More class system.
But, like, we... I don't know, we were sort of...
Dr. Ronahill.
Like, nerd, but... Hello? Communication skills hybrids.
Just... Can you...
What?
That's fine. It was just eyes looked weird. Yeah, that's what it looked like. That she's actually just pretending to be awake.
The part of her eyelids didn't look any more skin-like.
That's why I didn't want to mention it, because it's like, can we make a comment about an Asian woman's eyelids or not?
It's fine until you brought up that she's
Well, I said her name was Dr. Rona Hugh.
Rona Hugh?
Who?
Who? Who's this?
Protector?
Protect her.
It's one word. Protector. It's like catheter. My jean jacket feelings. Ah, oh, my polo shirt feelings.
My jean jacket feelings. Oh. Now that's a good name. Can we call the episode my jean jacket feelings?
Yeah, we can.
Write that down.
If he just lay here, if he just lay here, would you lay with him?
Would you lie with
him? He was listening to a Walkman, like a physical tape deck Walkman.
Oh, don't.
Fucking Nick, stop it. No one does that.
Is this a period film?
No, I don't know.
It's not a Menzies run.
Yeah.
No, hot girl can't cope with people talking about the fact that she's hot.
But the social justice warrior in her isn't allowed to make a comment about that because it was the black and the Asian kid that making those sly, nasty comments. So it's conflicted.
It's true.
What side of liberalism do you take?
Yeah.
You can't pick both.
You can't actually criticize what's bad if you're...
Hi, I'm Logan Learman. I was in Fury.
Jensen Ackles.
I'm wearing a hat and a button-up shirt and a sweater.
I've had my teeth whitened.
She's got mutant powers. Look at that hair.
She's got
purple. Yeah.
Was it Fleur de Lis?
It's like.
She's a fan of the noir.
I don't know who this is. Yeah.
She's got purple hair.
Those are teenagers having sexual relations. Yeah. You slut! You're still wearing your watch.
Take off your chain.
By all means, listeners, provide us with context because we're just making suggestions. Making gross hints off of, like, clips.
I'm sure this will be horrific to the people who have actually watched
committed
this show.
To the show and understand what's actually happening.
And
wait, was she raped?
No. Oh.
She was groped.
Oh, really? You know what that was, though? It was her suddenly feeling objectified and then she couldn't get into the sexual moment because all the images of objectification ruined her sex drive.
Oh, this B+, this fake Logan Learman guy is going to go bald in 20 years. You can tell by his hair.
Yeah, it's not.
Oh, it's not good. Oh, hello, I'm pretending to be awake.
I'm painting eyes on my eyelids.
Wait, did she get dressed from Sexy Times and run out and then cry in the middle of the street? And then, oh, she's gone because, oh no, she's dead and she's been dead this whole time.
That guy, is he someone?
No, he's no one.
Who's he look like?
Down it always seem to go. You don't know what you got till it's gone. Pay paradise, put up in the parking lot. See, we can write this stuff.
What? Yeah, we could.
Right, this is Netflix, so we're just waiting for that Adam Sandler deal to come through. So there's like 14 reasons why, but every reason is played by Rob Schneider.
No, it's just played by
Rob Schneider and his friends.
First name, what was the first name you said? Adam Sandler just doing a slightly different clenched jaw. That's what I'm grimacing to. This is my
girl's into
the
ride. Oh my god. There's just so much I need to say about you, young man.
Why does he look
like not cool, but cooler.
Yeah.
He looks like LaRue in the show.
A rat lady? Yeah. Now he's wearing a Star Trek jersey.
Is that the same guy?
No.
No, that's replacement Anton Yelchin. Rest in peace.
Yeah.
Gone too soon. That kid's Canadian, you can tell.
Just
by
me out, dude.
Yeah, I know. Dude was our age, man.
What?
Dude was our age. My 27. My age.
What have we done with that?
Fucking depressing.
I'm your age.
Blurred lines. Hello, I'm so sleepy. You have no business looking that weird, lady.
This is the song for the ladies' eye.
That is some solid. Oh, I don't know about that. Zoom out.
Who's the?
I don't know. She seems like a Saturday Night Live character.
Discount Rachel Ray.
Discount Rachel Ray. What? Only on E.
Oh no, they're confused.
I'm Jay Asher. I'm a less people and kind of look like James Spader.
Wait, did he write a book that this is based on?
I think so. So he put the black man in the sweater.
Wait, have they packed her out in clothes to try and make her look slightly chubbier and cut her hair high to make her look slightly chubbier so it's more
acceptable? As Brian Yorkie.
But is that in a like vague and half-assed attempt to make her have some sort of flaw so that you could believe she's actually...
Provided we've had no context to the show, absolutely.
Yeah.
We should be more worried about the guy. He's seeing a girl who's not there, and based on what we're watching, he's reacting as if he thought she was actually in front of her. He's gone insane.
I think it changes to get a shit that...
Like, there's no real proof that she was even real based on what we've watched so far. That he had created her out of a figment of his own imagination because he's not cool enough to have a real girlfriend. So he'll create one with feelings. He'll create one with feelings and layers. But no, because he's a victim and he's victimized himself, she gets taken. She gets taken away from him way too soon, and that's why he's trying. That's what he is. The story's about him.
Wait, are you a chauvinist? Did you just reduce an entire woman's emotional arc into a way to motivate a man?
Based on what I'm watching, with no at all dialogue because it's on mute. Yes.
Actually, I don't think you're wrong.
Right.
But the idea is he forgoes himself to try and understand the loss of her.
Yeah, but I'm taking it to a whole new level where I believe...
that she's actually been reduced as a plot device to help a man create personal growth for himself.
Correct.
It was written by a man.
And that's the only way he can actually discuss his real feelings, as if he's using a female proxy because he doesn't feel he can be in touch with his emotions because the popular kids will slash him for it because he's a man.
And...
boom!
Because it doesn't he make an effort to try and expose and right the wrongs that she discussed but never actually told anyone?
Yeah. And I feel like just reading her lips just then, I feel like she said 13 reasons why.
Why? 13 reasons why?
More importantly, I don't believe that a character could be real and do that to Kate Walsh. The woman's been through enough. Yeah, I scrolled.
Yeah. It's cool that thing.
Mm.
But the other part...
Oh, hey, white bro. Oh, hey, white bro. We're going to make out.
We're going to make out, aren't we? Wait, what? Is this...
Yeah.
Is he...
They're just joshing around.
But it's starting to look rapey.
Yeah, it's a little bit gay for pay.
Gay for pay.
Hmm.
$5?
Yeah. I don't think that anything is anything. And if this was a movie, I'd be playing by John Cusack.
For a minute, I thought this was a review of 13 Reasons Why. This is by far the most
ridiculous wolf look I've ever seen.
I don't know where to start here, really. The American way of war is a cliche glorification of war crimes, stupid masculinity, all in its shameful glory, pathetic characters, and a bunch of assholes with weapons. The justification of rape,
Pitt's playing house with the two.
At no point in that film did you feel connected to any of those characters except the young kid who was thrown in there for no real goddamn reason until the very end when you realise, holy shit, they're all just barely keeping it together. You could tell Brad Pitt was going crazy in that movie.
Brad Pitt spends the entire movie trying desperately to feel like a human being but can't because he knows it will fuck the morale of his men.
Exactly, and he knows he's dead. He's a dead man.
Logan Lerman's character is the only one that's meant to even vaguely appeal like a real person. And that entire situation is meant to be screwy. It's war.
Yeah.
Doesn't like, justify rape.
No, at all.
It shows the characters that you're sort of supposed to like to be monsters.
It justifies rape as a plot device, but not as a as a character-driven motive. You're not connected to the character and say, yeah, in that situation, I'd do the same thing. It's like, no, I can see how this man has come to be this insane because of the shit that we've just spent the past hour watching him experience. Thank you,
but
though.
I want to come back to, how many people does this 13 Reasons Why... How many people does this convince that their apathetic and whingy crap that they feel about the people around them justifies them killing themselves?
Yeah. Let's Google that and find out. How many? Tell us that one topic roulette.
Why are all these young white dude actors all losing their hair?
So they can take grizzly... The future of character actors, but you know,
yeah.
They started way too early.
Like the dude with the murder face teeth.
Yeah, that's what I was saying. That dude's not American because look at his teeth. He hasn't had dental care from day one. American. Are we talking about the guy that appeared on this, or are you talking about an actual dude?
I'm talking about an actual dude.
Oh, okay.
How did he get to him though?
What's he been in?
I'm gonna start with the name. Joe Bernthal. John Bernthal. Let's go with it. And we're back to Fury. That's good. This is good 6 degrees of Kevin Bacon.
We're doing well, team.
We're doing so good.
I can hear his voice, but I can't think of his name.
What's he been in with John Bernthal?
I don't think he has. He isn't Call of Duty. Exo Zombies? What the fuck?
Was it a mobile game?
A video game. What?
Yeah, is it a mobile game though?
No, it's Advanced Warfare's zombie mode.
Oh.
Coonass. That's racist.
Grady Travis.
You went off the rails on a gravy train.
That woman with the hat is infuriating.
Was he in... What's the movie with Gerhard Butler? And he's fighting lawyers?
He's fighting lawyers and such.
He's in prison?
The one with Jamie Foxx?
Yeah.
Law-abiding citizen.
Coriel Amos.
Yeah, it's a law-abiding citizen.
Yeah,
with Clyde Sheltan.
That does not deserve a 7-4.
But it's directed by F. Gary Gray. The guy who directed the latest Fast and Furious. Flight of the Furious.
That's
a movie. Oh yeah, that's a movie.
Oh,
how do you know that's a movie? Feelings.
Good.
Oh, what are we searching for? The man with the teeth.
What male act? Or
Sikhs. Larry David. Or Bruce Willis. Why did John Hamm come up? You typed in bald.
Yeah, it's because actors refuse to be bald. Andre Agassi.
What? What is happening?
Billy Zane. What is that? I was say Nazi? Oh, it's
American History X. Yes.
I've got probably far down the page that they're not even bored anymore.
Well, I don't know about that.
Dude's
name. There's a talking point movie-wise, apart from what we've just been talking about. Nicolas Cage.
Just Nicolas Cage.
Crazy or not crazy?
Oh, I think he's somebody that drank the Kool-Aid of what made him successful for too long, and now he really sorely wishes he could actually.
I feel like it's the other way around, that he's purposefully taking the piss out of what people expect him to be, that he puts on a different weird thing. Weird idiom, weird idiosyncrasy every single time. Just to fuck with people. No, he's gone Brando. It's hard to tell.
He's not even...
I saw a video on YouTube where he talks to somebody, like, who's holding the camera. And he says, watch this, I'm going to go over to this other press junket over there and I'm going to talk like this, or I'm going to use this particular set of words. And he goes over there and they buy into it. They just assume he's just doing his weird Nicolas Cage actory thing.
Yep.
And that just made me think, maybe he's putting the entire thing on. And he just fucks with people day to day. And even in his movies, just like, people will just pay to see me in movies. I'm just going to fucking weird them out. And just see what I can get away with.
I want to believe.
Yeah. Is that the man you're thinking of with the bad teeth? Ruby Rose?
Yes.
Good.
I just... Is it still going?
Yeah, it's in slow-mo now. It's gone full Zack Snyder. Did he just shoot a McGavin, her?
You're a piece of shit for
That is the actor I want to be able to interview for this podcast. The guy who played Shooter McGavin.
What's his name?
I don't know. And there's honestly, with what we're looking at, there's no way we're ever going to know that. We're on IMDb, and we have been for the past 40 minutes.
How have we been recording?
The section, 44 minutes, and the other section, 26 minutes. Long. So we're about an hour in.
Tom Hardy, Numi Rapace.
Yeah, James. James.
The great James Campbell.
Yeah, you know
Martha, Mercy, Me, Marlene.
My name is Tobias Siegel. I was in John Wick. I wear a hat.
In my head.
Because it shows range.
Does it though? It makes you look like Jason Mraz.
Like I said, range.
You got two hat pictures, all right.
The cool picture of Steve Coogan.
That's why he's wearing a hat.
Are you bald?
Yeah. He's Rupert Baldberg. What was I going to say? This is going to be really frustrating to a listener who has more reference memory of it because they're listening.
Yeah, because they'll be yelling at us. It's like, it's this person. What's wrong with you?
Human.
Yeah. Well, in the meantime, while you're thinking of that, why don't we move on to our next segment? Not is James Gandolfini still alive? Because we know he's not. Thanks for bringing that up. He died in Italy?
Yeah.
Huh. Moving on to our next segment, where are they now and are they hot?
James Gandolfini.
James Gandolfini, where is he now?
Can we get a corpse photo? Is that a thing?
James Gandolfini corpse. Wow, there's been no... Wow.
Wait, what? I mean, why is there pictures of a key bathroom that clearly look like they're involved in the...
I believe that's the room he died in.
Did he die in the shower or something?
He had a heart attack. I don't know.
Heart attack.
He had a heart attack.
Heart attack. Is that how you say
heart attack? Heart attack.
James Gandolfini's Last Supper. All right. Now, to gender balance this...
Yep, we've got to look up a dead woman.
The corpse of a dead woman.
Anyone
else?
No, that's too lame. Brittany Murphy.
Oh. Wow.
Somebody's actually... See, no one searched for...
Tell me this doesn't actually exist.
James Gandolfini corpse photos. No, I doubt it. She's died in movies, and I think that's what's happened. And then, see, that's the thing. No one Googled. This is how sexism works in society. That no one before us Googled James Gandolfini corpse photo, and we know that because it didn't autocomplete for us, and there weren't actually any real results. We tried to do the same for Brittany Murphy. It autocompleted before we even got to the end of Murphy. And there's a lot of photoshopped corpse photos of Brittany Murphy out there.
It's less like there were actual photos, more like.
It's a couple of death scenes from movies she's died in, but there's actually a photoshopped picture of her up there with like bruises and corpse like everything. Oh, yeah. I think she didn't even die of anything like stupidly Hollywood. She died of like
drug overdose.
Well, because her boyfriend also, or her fiance, he also died, and his autopsy came back saying that he had been exposed to some sort of weird black rot mold shit and from the apartment they lived in, and that's actually what suggested killed him.
What?
Yeah, that's what I remember reading.
Brittany Murphy, mold death. So who spelled mold? M-O-L-D.
U. There's always a U.
Because that guy died.
Yeah. If you go to all.
So he didn't die at the loss of her. Mold in your home kit. Hey, with the background of a website, it's an ad, so you can't just click and...
Linked to a drug abuse or an eating disorder, but she died of a pneumonia and anemia, which was suspected to be linked to the type of mold that they found in her house because her partner also died.
I felt the death of her so much more when I realised that she was the voice of the niece on...
On King of the Hill. Yeah. That's a very good. But yeah, it wasn't. I don't buy that it was suicidal, drug overdose, or anything weird like that. It was the mold, because her partner also ended up dying like a year later.
Britain is especially prone to molds due to being damp and cold so often because of.
Yeah, she died of pneumonia, but they just assumed that she was in such poor health because of like drugs or something that she got pneumonia and died.
But she was on drugs.
Well, they just assumed she was because she's a movie star that was super skinny and hadn't been in many things recently. But maybe she was.
Yeah.
But it's just coincidence that her partner also, yeah, died 5 months. They both died of respiratory issues.
Respiratory. But did they smoke?
Well, then for them to both die of pneumonia-related condition.
But pneumonia is what kills people when they've already destroyed them.
True.
That's why a lot of old people die.
But they found black mold in the house.
Black.
But I suppose you put drug addicts and black mold together and you're like, yeah, well, naturally they're probably going to be living in a house with black mold because they're smoking so much shit. But I don't know. Like you said, she was the voice of
her generation.
But of her generation, that girl from King of the Hill.
Truly,
I'll tell you what.
I'm Jennifer Garner. Please watch Aliens. You're missing. Yeah, there's a laugh. I hope you laughed at
that. Yeah, of course I did.
It was just a laugh. I'm Jennifer Garner.
Luann.
I'm Jennifer Garner.
Please watch Alias.
I'm Jennifer Garner doing a very subdued, what's his name? Is her name? Jenna? Caitlyn Jenner accent. I'm Jennifer Garner.
Is it? Buckaroo.
Is it Scott? I killed a woman in a car accident. People don't even talk about it anymore. I'm such an inspiration. It was a Race Wars, I think. Basically created a skit where he just suggested that he killed her specifically to take her and have her vagina implanted into his body.
Well, the science checks out.
And
so
going, I'm such an inspiration.
We'll let it ride.
Oh, when's this out? Wait, didn't that
be it's been and gone.
Can we watch
it's been and gone. It's just, easy come, easy go.
Can we watch this?
Oh, it's out now on demand, DVD or Blu-ray. Yes. That's the movie we'll review for next week.
Yeah,
because we've committed money to every single Resident Evil chapter so far. We paid money to see each one in the theatre except the last one.
We have. I even owned multiple of them on DVD.
I went to all of them in the theatre, and they just get worse and worse and worse, and they start looking more and more like Underworld.
I have sort of committed to watching that with somebody.
But my God, Mila Jovovich does not age. And I'm okay with that.
Oh, I mean, she does. You go back to Resident Evil 1, you think, holy
shit. That's baby face.
I don't remember her looking like a kid, but yeah. At the same time. Wait, who's the woman at the back?
Ellie Larder. It's Ruby Rose.
Ah.
Yeah.
Wait, Ruby Rose was in that movie?
Yeah.
What other movie do I like it? Fast and Furious?
No.
That was where I saw Ruby Rose when I first clicked on it, wasn't it?
Oh, I don't know, mate. Oh, I don't know.
Ruby Rose!
Ruby Rod, yeah. Hey, want to buy some guns? Wow, that's mixing so many different references. That's not even from the movie.
It's a joke based on a joke based on a video game based on a video game character being like a character from an unrelated film.
Yes, it is. Well, that was a massive stroke of luck.
What?
I was typing in a ridiculously long password to log into this tablet, and I messed one button up, and I knew I did, so I just held down the backspace enough times and just assumed.
You got it right, and then you just.
And then put the rest of the letters in, and it worked. That never happens. Conspiracy? I think so. That's more spooky. There we go. Music this episode brought to you by Maroon 5.
You've been watching weird shit. That almost sounded like a thing. It's Wesker.
Wesker.
And the guy that isn't Wesker, but who clearly should have played Wesker.
Yep.
The German. Have you watched Game of Thrones yet?
Nope.
What the fuck, man?
Nope.
What the fuck?
Taking a concerted effort to not watch it until it's finished.
I mean, yeah. If you still... There's so much of it, you could slowly watch it now and be still, like, good and on time when it actually even comes out.
Yeah.
Hydra. Take me down to the paradise city while the grass is green and the girls are pretty. That song was in that trailer.
Ooh,
every Resident Evil movie doesn't need to have the laser tripwire scene.
They do, because that's what made the first one so good. No, what made the first one so good was the low budget and Marilyn Manson.
Yeah, and the amount that like, did they not copyright that piece of music? Because that gets used everywhere.
Yeah.
Anytime anyone wants like a CD,
what you're thinking is that. The movies that probably use that music are probably all parent owned by the company that
on at least three podcasts.
Oh, well, that's probably just illegal then. They should be murdered.
Probably. Muckduck.
Muckduck. There's nothing more menacing than the letter R.
Strong case. Sort of, what is that? Fan Indian man in the war movie?
Yes, it is.
Mohinlal. Mohinlal returns as Colonel Mahatma.
Written by Major Ravi.
Drama series writer Major Ravi. Wait. Can we get a trailer?
The fourth installment. Holy shit, these are the movies we should be watching. This is the fourth movie in this series of Indian war films. Too much, mate. Too much.
Here we go. Here's the trailer. Here's the trailer.
Oh, holy shit. Oh, you know a trailer's good, but it's only a minute 44.
And in India, can you be like a chunky middle-aged dude and still somehow be a sex symbol?
Yep.
I think it's more about the quality of your moustache. And his moustache.
That's a fun moustachio. Oh, he's the Daniel Day-Lewis of his cast.
Next to the rest of them, he's a bloody dynamo.
Yep.
Would you say he was a tour de force? I mean, honestly, they've...
Plot twist, it's actually Tilda Swinton.
There's no CGI in this. They've rolled out real tanks.
And of course they have. What else are they going to use Indian military for? Wait, killing Sri Lankans. Never mind. I don't even know if that's topical. I know nothing about politics.
I think they don't like Pakistan.
No one likes Pakistan.
Nah,
yeah, it's Bangladesh they have the issue with because they're basically the same. It's Pakistan that everyone hates because Pakistan foster a lot of terrorism.
Are they dancing tanks in this movie?
Probably.
Is this just about like the...
This is the
Kashmir war or whatever? Where's Kashmir? It's like a province in one of those countries.
No, this is Tropic Thunder, mate.
This appears to all be shot on the same 100 metres
of dirt.
Yeah.
It looks like it could have been filmed in Australia, to be honest. 1971. Beyond Borders. A Madhuravi film.
Coming soon. Hanif Muhammad presents Red Rose Creation.
How many of those films are there?
Alright, this has been staring at me from that
screen. Yeah, what the fuck? Let's watch Kerbal Railgun.
Oh, it's going to be like 17 minutes and then when he actually does it, it's not really going to do anything.
Mm.
And it's cool, space program, which is a
game.
Game.
Yummy.
Game.
Yummy.
Game. It sounded like a BBC Breakout.
Oh, very good. Yeah, the last two. Oh, you fucked it up. You lost it. This hour on BBC World, we talk about cunt.
What is it for? What does it mean?
Who it be, where it came from, and why? And coming up, we talk to Dame Helen Mirren about her latest feature. It's about shit.
In this movie, I got naked. I get naked in all my movies, really. I'm Helen Mirren.
That's a very good...